Here with your Market Line Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. The cattle markets, both the live and the feeders, are trying to reconcile with the spike in boxed beef as plants open back up. The volatility continues, this time to the downside. Here's Virginia McGathy.
That cash activity is very slow right now. The volatility in the futures is coming from the uncertainty. Now, feeders did fall today as well. That WASDE report did confirm the beef struggle. And it's because that the beef prices have been surging and they continue to create the gap between the box beef prices and wholesale prices versus retail prices. And at some point in time, they're going to snap back. And that's why the market is kind of moving ahead of the game. There is still plenty of uncertainty right now. We weren't limit down, but we were down pretty good.
Chicago July wheat futures closed up just a half a cent to 502 and a quarter. July corn closed down just a half a cent to 317 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein were mixed yesterday, ranging from $6 to $6.15. Club wheat of ordinary protein mixed as well, ranging from $6.15 to $7.75. Dark Northern spring wheat prices trending lower, now ranging from $6.13 to $6.68 for 14% protein. Live cattle futures closed up 25 cents on the June board to $94.12.5. Feeder cattle for August dropped 202.5 to 131.05. Class 3 milk with another strong day yesterday, up 75 cents to $16.10. With your daily Market Line report, I'm Tim Hammerich.